Welcome, everyone. Welcome to freedom. The Koika Live Podcast Show.
Subscription is due, and oh boy, yeah. So, I think they gave me an extra day. Thank you, Speak. I appreciate that. But I still have to wait until I get some money and pay that $50. So you might have to put my account on hold, and I might have to hold off and doing some and take a little break until May the 12th. And I promise y'all, at Speak, I will renew my subscription because I love this. I love doing this. Okay? So, it's hanging there. I will get it done, okay? And I'm going to have to renew my subscription for my free music, too. So, that coming up. But, well, that's how things go, you know? And you just gotta pay, right? You know, gotta pay to have fun, do the things you wanna do. You understand, people, young people, you gotta pay. I just want to get a show up because it's a little trouble with my kids, you know, since I got them back. I just want to put this out, you know, and I'm just once again ask everyone to pray, okay? First of all, I just like to say hello to all the countries that's just joining me. Hello. Hello. Can you hear me? Can you see me? Just like to say hello and go to YouTube, subscribe to the channel, because I record the show now on YouTube. So go to YouTube, subscribe to the channel, put a like, and ring that bell. That's right, ring that bell. That will let YouTube know, put some knowledge in their head, let them know that I'm the man, okay? And people going to my channel. But you gotta go subscribe to that channel, okay? Subscribe to this channel, Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. CoreyWedlock Podcast Show. Put it in just like that. When you pick Corey Whitlock, you put a comma, S, Podcast Show. Okay? Just in case y'all have a little spelling problem, you know. Okay? That's the one thing that didn't make it to college and drop out of high school and all that stuff. But you know how to spell pretty good, but have no problem with how to. But I'm sure a combo comes up, okay? Just put Corey Whitlock. CoreyWedlock, comma, S, Podcast Show. Now, you need to have to keep recording. You need to say that again. Just keep rewinding it when I spell it, and okay. Once you download it, once you download this, just keep winding it and just write it down, and then put it in YouTube. Go subscribe to the channel. Go tell your friends and family and everything. There's a funny guy on TV with glasses and all. And he get me cracking up. Or it's a guy who do a podcast. And he's the real deal. Whatever way you want to look at it. You know. Did I make you laugh? You know. Or you just listen to me. What I have to say. Because sometimes I put my issues out there. And hopefully it relate to your issues, okay? In some way, you know, just to let people know, we all going through the same problems. The water float the same way with everyone, but we all, it's not the same of the same, but we float just like the water, the river float the same way, okay? The currents float the same way, but we got lines. You got your line with problems, family, friends, and all. And I got my line, problems with family, friends. All in that line. You right next to me in that line. Or you in the same boat. I'm in this boat, you in that boat. And we going down the currents in the water. The water's carrying us down the currents in that same line. But guess what? Once we travel down that road, the water, the drain, God is right behind us. He pushing. He's in control of that vessel. Okay? We his vessel. But he's in control of that vessel. Okay? So, whatever your problems is, my boat beside your boat, and we have the same situation, same thing going on in different situations. And if you believe in Jesus and everything, well, me and you have the same thing in common. That means, why should we worry? Why should we care? Because the good Lord have it there. Okay? Let me say that again. Why should we worry? Why should we care? Because the good Lord is right there. Okay? Got it? Want to say it again? Why should we worry? Why should we care? Because the good Lord is right there. Okay? And those who don't believe in the Lord and don't read the Bible, and you're still right beside my vessel and all, or behind me, traveling the same way, boy, you're traveling, I'm in the light, and you traveling in the dark. And my vessel got light on it, while your vessel got clouds and darkness. And all you have to do, get on your knees and say, God, give me the light. That's all you have to do. That's all. You don't have to pay him no check, no money, nothing. Believe me. And once I'm saying this, got everybody praying for me to get my kids together and all. Michael is acting up, my son. He think he's in control in everything, you know. Sometimes I think he's going to try to bring all the kids back to his mother, which I don't want, you know. But I know, everyone, y'all pray for me. Y'all prayed the kids got together and everything, you know, and all. I'm so mad at him because Miss Joyce, Maya's mother, is really upset. And I had to call her and tell her that Maya was coming home tomorrow, but he never answered my call yesterday. So I just turned everything off. And I called Nikki. Nikki dropped Ashley off over Michael's house because he called her earlier and told her. But I called the lesson message. Nikki didn't get it. And so, and when Henry came, the guy to work with me, he already said I spoke to him, spoke to Michael. He was talking to Nikki, and she said I spoke to Michael, dropped Ashley off. And so that's how we do though, because she'll call Henry and let Ashley is right here, okay? So, and that way Henry will know what to do and get ready for whatever happens and all. So she passed the message on to Henry that Ashley is with Michael, okay? And so Henry will know because he worked with me and everything. And Ashley stays with Nikki. And I was trying to catch Nikki and tell her to bring her here or bring her over my aunt's house or Nancy's house. Don't bring her with Michael no more. Don't let Michael get her. And it was a little too late, you know. Should have called earlier. But now Nikki knows. Can't do it no more. No. Can't do it. Unless I call Nikki and say, yeah, Michael's coming to get her. But otherwise, no. Because what he did was total 100% wrong. He told Miss Joyce that he would have Maya back, sir, on Friday. And Miss Joyce said that was discussed. Take Maya out and have her back the same day. He took her out and kept her until Sunday. Didn't even come over here. Let me see all five of them together and nothing. Didn't even come over here. No. He's out of control. He goes and cuss Nikki out. He goes and cuss my family out. And they all helping. But he ain't stepping up to the plate. All he doing is spending money on the kids, spoiling them. And then he talking about everybody else not stepping up to the plate. You know, he the one started all this. I felt Donald. I felt Maya. He didn't. You know, he wanted to see him and everything, but he couldn't find him. But I found him. Now, he got them all over his apartment. His little, tiny little apartment. You know, I mean, he was all that. And everything, he would have a nice big apartment, have a Congo and all, you know. And also Friday, when they was all together Friday, all four of them were together Friday, they bought pizza for the kids and themselves, him and his girlfriend. But me and Tia, they didn't even offer us no pizza. But I got him number. I got his number, you know. So, You know, I mean, I think he didn't, he hadn't let go of some things either. But yeah, I did things in the past too. But it's time to let it go. You know, if you got God in your life, forgive. If you want to get your family back together, you gotta forgive and let go of that bull crap. Right? Right. You know, we got everybody, I got everybody back together. Me. And you go do this. You know, of course he found Jessica and all. But I found the other two. And had Ashley. You know? So really I had the other three, but he only had one. And it's tough. And I'm the one buying stuff on DoorDash, and they donating stuff, food and stuff. Our Nancy, Robert Ann, and all them donating food so we can have food and everything. And then Henry, he goes to get us some food, so when I catch up with all my bills again, we'll have money. Plus, I was going to spend money so we, all of us, can go to Atlanta City. But now, I don't know. We might have to skip that trip unless he can go pay for it himself and go. And he pay for the other kids. You know? Because I'm not going to get locked up. Maya's only 17 years old. And Miss Joyce, she could have put out an Amber Alert and got everybody in trouble. You know? So, I'm not dealing with that. With that now. I'm doing really good. Got a show on YouTube and Speak. Getting a little revenue from that. I'm going to work. I've been there for 4 years. Doing really good. Paying my bills on my own. Trying to get my driver's license. And you gonna come in my life and try to mess my life up? No. With your fake little car and everything. I love the boy, you know. I've been praying for all of us to get together, but he got to get his life together, you know. He just got to get his life together, you know. I just can't deal with that, you know. I mean, I'm so glad that we all back together and sort of, because they really with him. They didn't even come over yesterday or today, you know. So about, I think about maybe 2 or 3, I'm going to go out. So he is going to have to hold on to Jessica. And I text him, don't get your act together, I'm pouring everything, and we're going to send Jessica back to her mother. And I ain't doing nothing. You're going to be on your own. You're going to ask your mother to help. You know? I mean, I published 2 books. I got a successful podcast with lots of fans who prayed for me to get my family back together and all. And a great job that I go to every day. You know? This is all the enemy. The enemy is trying to destroy. He see what God is doing, and he trying to destroy it. But I'm not going to get mad, you know. I'm just not going to get mad, you know. I am going to step out for a while and give him a little message that I'm in control. I'm going to go downtown for a little while. I ain't going to come back until I'm ready. I'm just going to give him a little message and say, I'm in charge. Alright? We all should have been together this weekend. I'm in charge. That's it. You want to do this? We do it. But I'm on top. You know, sometimes I just for the most of the weeks and months, I just let him do what he want. Him and Jessica, you know, they be sneaking behind my back. No more. Mm-mm. Take that little phone that she got. I'm gonna take it off my Google account. I'm gonna shut it down. Shut it down. She won't be able to use it. Take it off my account. And not gonna use it. Erase everything. Watch. Wait till she come back here. And some of the food that Henry got, I mean, she didn't save me no hot dogs or hamburgers when Henry got that other food. I think she did that on purpose, so she can have the hot hamburgers and all, but ate me a nice big breakfast, that's for sure. And a couple eggs and sausages in there. She can have that. Play with daddy? Playing with the wrong man. I'm one got y'all together. I'm the one got you together, and I'm the one doing all of this. Sorry, people. This might, you know. But, no. She, they not gonna let this happen, people. All my people, audience, fans, listeners who prayed, it's still good, people. But let's just pray that the enemy won't be successful, okay? Let's just do it like that. Pray that the enemy won't be successful trying to destroy what God putting it back together. Let's pray for the man upstairs. You know? And hope Miss Joyce will continue to let me see Myra. Because we found her. I got to give to my fans and all. Y'all the one helped me found her. Because y'all prayers and all. And so thank you so much. All the fans around the world. And all the fans around the country. Thank you so much. I know you prayed. I know you did. I felt it. And this thank you. You know. But that's what's going on. And for all that, that's what's going on. One child acting up, but putting my foot down. Enough is enough. So that's enough about me. So I want to just how everybody else could do. You know? But I just had to get that out of my chest. You know, this is how I get stuff off my chest. As long as people listen and all, and I don't have to sit there and no psychologist or nothing like that, a nut doctor, and tell them my business and all, I feel more comfortable to telling everybody. Even if I do be a big famous writer, everybody will already know my story. And the people like Entertainment Night and all of them wouldn't know, because my listeners already know my story. You know, all they have to do is listen to my podcast. They already know my story. You know, so the paparazzi and all. Just say I have a hit TV show and I won Emmy, or I have a hit movie that I wrote and I won for Best Screenwriter. Well, I already got fans all over the world who listen to me. And then here's some paparazzi found out about my ex-wife and my kids and all. And he just wrote some junk. Well, y'all already know the story. You know? Because I told you from my mouth. Just go back to past podcast shows. You'll know the story. I asked you for your prayers and all that stuff. Go back 3 years when I first started and come back to the day. You know, it's all on YouTube and it's also on Facebook or my podcasts. So if you don't know the story, just go back to those podcasts, you know, if they still up on YouTube, that past season, season 1, 2, and most of season 3. But I am going to take a break, people. Alright, I'm going to take a little rest break, and I'm coming back. I ain't going to take a long break like I was going to take a break. I'm just going to take a little short break, because I just want to talk about Strange New Worlds every episode. And I still got to get fans emotional ready. You know, I still don't hear them. I still don't hear the fans. I want them just like Star Wars. I want this to be the Star Wars of 1977. I want Star Trek to break records. Okay? Star Wars had its day with The New Hope back in 1977. I want Star Trek TV break records. I want you to break the internet. Break it. Crash it. Crash it, fans. Go to Paramount and crash it. Strive to the channel. Strive to that if you haven't strive. Buy the $5.99 package. Get the commercials. If you want the big one, get the big one. If you got the money, but $5.99, I'm sure you can afford that. No. Come on. Break records. Let's break it. Let's roar. Let's let them know. Not only CBS and Paramount. Let's tell the other studios what we want too. Okay? We want stories. We want good stories. And I can't say this much more. The old to the new. To the light to the dislike. Come on back. I need your help. Okay? We need your help. Make this show #1. #1. Okay? Make it don't make it #1 for the first show. Make it #1 for the whole season. Break records for the whole season. Okay? You break the first episode record. Make the second episode break more records. Okay? And just keep on going. Keep that bar way up. Okay? And when I say crash it, I mean go to Paramount Plus. Subscribe to that channel. Those who haven't subscribed to that channel, subscribe to the channel. When I say break it. Okay? I know some of y'all don't have it yet. Go and subscribe to the channel. I mean, to the streaming service. Okay? Just do it. Okay? Don't think about it. Do it right now. More people we get to strive, time we get around to Durasty. Time we get around to Durasty. We will already pass a world record. I'm not only talking about people in the United States who are fans. I'm talking about people around the world who are fans. Star Trek is just not an American TV show. It's a worldwide TV show. Okay? Because a Chekhov, Sulu, and Scotty. Okay? That's why it's worldwide. It's not just a black and white show. Because Michelle Nicholson. Alright? Everybody get me? Do I have to go in details? It's not a blue or red. It's not a Republican or a Democrat show. It's an American show. Okay? That means the Trump people come and watch the show. The Albany Democrats, whoever you like in the Republican and Republican or Democrat, with whoever president you like in the Democrat, come to watch the show. Okay? Because both sides is the bull. It's the bull. Okay? It's the West Coast. It's the one that's making it. You got that shh. Okay? So all your delts, put two together. Alright? But I can't say it because I know that I got kids listening to the show and also watching the YouTube channel. Because I just checked. And on my YouTube channel, it says kids have been watching too, 13 to 15, you know. So I got to watch what I say, you know. I don't want to express myself in front of the kids, you know. I don't want to swear. I want to set an example for them, you know. So never swear, okay? Stay in church. Put God first in your life. Finish school. Period. Thank you. That's right. So all my little fans, stay in school. Put God first. Help others who can't help themselves. And so on, okay? I'm not going to get a lecture. You already know what to do. If you don't, pick up the Bible, it will tell you. Period. Thank you. Okay? Thank you for watching the YouTube channel and listening to the podcast. Good kids. I hope you are. And listen to your parents and your elders. Alright? And stay away from bad people. And all your Baltimore kids, let's try to make Baltimore good again. Okay, so we can get some movies here and get TV shows here and get in the harbor back up where it was. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't have to explain to you. If you don't, just turn it on the news. Then you will know. Let's do this. This is our city. It shouldn't be like that. People up in the mayor office and all, they don't care. They just talk bull. You want your community good again? Step up to the plate. So, that's it. That's all I gotta say about it. Wow. And I'm gonna have a show about this. About Baltimore again. You know? I keep hearing the killing numbers is going up and up. So what is summertime? Big deal. On the bus watching these young little hoodlums with dirt bikes going through traffic and all. But you hit them. Oh, it's your fault if you hit them. But they cutting you off. That's okay. You know? I can't say what I want to say, you know. But, oh boy. Alright. God, give me the peace. Give me the peace right now in my heart. Oh, boy. Let me drink a little caffeine. Okay, I'm good now. So, I know some of this make you laugh. Go ahead. Laugh is good. Laugh is good for the soul. So go ahead and laugh. But everybody know what I'm talking about. I'm not only talking about Baltimore either. I'm talking about Texas, Dallas, Houston, Florida, Miami, Jacksonville, Chicago, Illinois, I know y'all listening. Washington, D.C., only one person listening to me, but pass the message on. From the ones all the way up to New York and California, Los Angeles, New York, who say, I love my city, but you got a gun and go shoot people. No, not only Baltimore, but you know y'all off the hook too. How can you let a man that you already know about let him go, and then he goes to shoot up everybody on the subway? But y'all already know about his history. How can you do that? You're gonna wait till something bad happen, and then arrest them, and then do something. Should have did something a long time ago, you know? That's why I'm really careful what I say when I'm on here. Because after what my ex-wife and her boyfriend did, you know, God got my hand really tight. He's holding on to my hand, you know, and he knows that I'm really upset with Michael, so he's holding on to my hand real tight. You know, but that's okay. He's still my son, and I'm dedicated to this, to get Jessica up and going and all. And you know, it's the enemy. All I can say is the enemy. You know, when you do good and you're trying to do good, follow the straight arrow, do the righteous thing, the enemy, he's pay attention when you do that. But when you do the bad, he don't pay attention to you. You know? Yesterday, he can get in anybody. One of my co-workers yesterday, I was just trying to check my message just to see what's going on and fix stuff up for the week for her. We're like, you can get off the phone. You can do something, you know. But I was already on the phone trying to take care of other stuff, so when I get home, it all be taken care of, and also for the weekend. But the smart, big head co-worker, you know, she got to be all smart and everything. I mean, let me tell you something. This is how you know people don't like you and people talk about you. Because when you go past them, they can't look at you straight. They got so much guilt. You know, my light, my Jesus light be shining so bright on them, they can't look at me. Their guilt to be all over them. You know, and that's why I don't pay no attention to it. Because I hear it sometimes when they be talking about me. And God says, don't worry about that. I got you here. You're here. You're mine. Peace, stay still. You know? But back in the background, you can hear this and that. The negative and the bullcrap. I'm sure y'all heard that. Y'all had that problem at work too. Or the negative people who just throw their nose up at you and all. Say things about you that it's not true. And some of y'all probably had to speak up for yourself sometimes, you know. I know it's people like that. They had enough and had to go to your coworkers and say, please, shut the, you know what up. You know. And I think that's what happened to Will, you know. We really don't know the whole story about Will. And Hollywood is a job. It's an employment. And these the people that work for Hollywood, you know, and they is some actors like each other, some actors don't like each other. Just like we have people that we work for, we can get along with some, we can't get along with others. And this something happened where the final role that he had to go up on that stage to slap him. Now, it was wrong and everything, But all I'm saying, it's a job. And this one of those co-workers that pushed it. And the other co-worker had enough and he pushed back. That's all I'm saying. But I'm violent, you know. Wrong is wrong, but you know, but it's a job, you know. These people get paid a job, just like you get employment of the year. They get actor of the year. That's their employment of the year. When they go get that Oscar, that's their employment of the year. You know, the difference is, when we go to work, we get employment of the year. And our boss, supervisor, and co-workers know. When they get employment of the year, the whole world knows. Because it's on TV, right? Right. That's their award for employment of the year. So, it's a job. They do a job. They get a paycheck. They get a salary for doing a job to entertain us and all. And there's some people that you can work with and some people you can't work with, no matter what job you have. And Will Smith proved that. He proved it. He got on stage and say, no, it's not all good people in Hollywood. Some of them pee you off. No. Boy, but I advise people, do not hit. Violence is not the answer, though. Do not hit. This, if you see someone making you mad at work, a school, or anything, just please, please just walk away. It's not worth getting locked up for and having a record, okay? I mean, Will Smith could probably get away with it. Because he big time, you know. But tell me y'all, it's not worth it, kids. Okay? It's not worth it. I know sometimes you just have to let it go and defend yourself. But it's not worth it, okay? It's not worth the record. Because it will mess you up. Okay? Especially if you're young and you're under 17. My friends, boys and girls, don't do it, alright? Please, just walk away, go talk to a teacher, go talk to a school police officer, just sit down and talk to them, telling you how you feel, okay? Talk to some grown-up, just pull them aside and say, hey, I need this talk right now, alright? Because I'm angry. I don't care if it's the janitor. Just pull them aside and say, hey, I just need to talk right now. Okay? But it's not worth it. Okay? It's not worth the record. Because especially you got good grades, and this person don't have good grades, he's skipping school and all. All he doing is trying to pull you down with him. That's all he want. Alright? So, if you're good, you help people, you help other people in school and help other kids and stuff, keep going with the flow. Keep going. Because you're doing a good job. Doing the right thing. And no bullies and those people who pick on people, just get your act together, man. Please, get your act together. Because I'm telling you, not worth it and having a record before you get 21. Okay? It's serious, people. Okay? This is one way how I feel to get to the kids to talk. Right? I mean, like I said, you're feeling bad, that person make you real mad, you just want to hit them, just pull yourself out. Go talk to someone. Okay, I don't care who they are, your best friend, older student or something, just talk to someone. Okay, I'm sure someone will sit down and listen to you. Right? This is how I get everything off my chest. You know, and I feel, since I've been doing this, I feel real good about it. You know, and it's just more of that stuff that's still going on. But we'll get to it. Yeah. But this go talk to someone. Okay. Next thing is, we have to discuss Star Wars, and I still don't know nothing about we just got so much stuff going on, and from Disney to Paramount, this got so much stuff going on, and okay, let me explain something. Back in my day, we had to wait for a lot of stuff, and reruns, they used to call them reruns. I don't think we have reruns no more, because of the streaming services and all. I think reruns is gone, because if you want to go watch your old TV show, you can go rerun itself. You know? You go rerun Knight Rider and all that stuff. And so, yeah. And we really didn't have no Star Wars stuff like that on. And before Next Generation, we had to watch the old Star Trek. And they used to rerun it. Sometimes they had marathon on about 45. And they run Star Trek all day from 12 o'clock to the next day. Or all 79 episodes of the original. They do it once in a while. And sometimes I catch it. You know, sometimes I get to watch it, the whole thing, on Nancy and them. But some other times, I mean, had to do my tours when I was young. Had to clean the house and stuff like that. Trash and stuff. Do laundry and stuff. My tours when I was a teenager too. And, yeah. But nowadays, you don't have to do that. And one thing about, I'm glad that we got the streaming service, that now, and Disney bought Star Wars, now we're getting Star Wars TV shows, and we don't have to wait for the movies no more. And Obi-Wan Kenobi is going those TV shows, and Boba Fett that we got, and now Obi-Wan Kenobi is coming out, and it's coming out the same month that Star Trek Strange New Worlds, yes, and Strange New Worlds is Thursday, and I think Obi-Wan Kenobi is later this year. I mean, later this month. Now, I'm not sure. Don't knock me on that, okay? If you're a Star Wars fan, please look it up, okay? Because I'm not sure. I'm 100% not sure, okay? All I know, all I heard is May the 27th, okay? That's all I heard. And I saw it on my phone and all. I don't know if they talk about this year or next year. Okay. And I'm really excited about that too. And I'm trying to get fans up and running for that, because I'm a fan of both. Okay. I'm a fan of both. And I'm trying to get motivated with both shows. And I'm a lot of speechless. I just can't believe that we're getting all this stuff, you know, from Disney and Paramount without most famous science fiction shows, you know. And I'm just so glad, you know. I don't know. Let me see who blowing like that. Let's go into a commercial break. And I'll be right back. I gotta check who blowing their brains out outside. Okay. So let's go on a commercial break. Be right back. Short break. Okay, we back. Whoever it was, they left. I guess it probably was a neighbor, somebody blowing. I don't know. But Obi-Wan Kenobi coming out, and I'm really glad that we getting all this and everything. And it's just blowing me away right now, you know. And everybody, just one last thing. Don't think that I'm mad at my son, because I'm not. Okay, I'm just praying for him. I mean, as father and son, we're working together on this to get Jessica up and going, his sister and my daughter, you know, getting the family back together. And I'm not going out of promotion and all, but I'm just upset the way he did things. And he lied to me. And he lied to Miss Joyce, who had Myra and all. And that's what I'm upset about, okay? Don't think I'm pouring out or mad or walking away. I'm not. I'm going to stand my ground, because Jesus told me to stand my ground. And I'm going to. But if I have to, I know if things keep going the way they're going, I'm just going to have to love them in the distance and all. And, but that's why I got y'all guys around the world and around the country to pray. And I'm praying too. I'm reading the Bible. Well, I'm starting to read the Bible. And I'm praying though. And I just had to come on here and tell all my fans and listeners what's going on, because I just want to keep you up to date what's going on with the Whitlock family. Because it's your prayers that got us all together, you know. But thank you. But back to Obi-Wan Kenobi. Anybody can go on YouTube and tell me when it's coming out and all. Just let me know. Okay? Alright. Okay? So, that's done. And I guess it's time to go. And I will catch you on the next episode of the Quaver Neck Podcast Show. And there's some light on here. I can't see me. But thank you for listening. Thank you all my subscribers. Come subscribe to the YouTube channel, Quaver Neck Podcast Show on the YouTube. If you can't get me on Speak, you can get me on YouTube. Listen to the show on YouTube. All you have to do is just look me up, subscribe to the channel, put a like, ring that bell, and you'll get a video every time. Go to Speak, look me up, put a like, and follow me on the Speak. Just Speak, okay? And you can listen to all the podcasts on any device. Not only Speak, but iHeart, iTunes, and we are coming to Amazon Music. So all y'all got Amazon Music. The Quaver Neck Podcast Show is coming there too. Just got to get everything set up. So thank you everyone. Thank you for your love, your prayers, and your commitment. God bless all of y'all. I love y'all guys. And just keep listening. Okay? Just remember, you can catch me on Riverside too. And you can join me with the podcast as my host. And we can talk, discuss stuff. Okay? Coming later this year. Alright? So, see ya. And as always, live long and prosper. Live long. Longer prosper. Okay? Longer prosper. Longer prosper. May the force be with you. May the force of God be with you. And always, Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, and Molly.